How's your giving? Are you having fun yet? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. My wife, Ann, received a surprise the other day. A woman approached her at a gas station and asked if she wanted the remaining gas from her pump. Ann offered to pay for it, but the woman replied, that would take the fun out of giving it. You see, giving is fun. Too often, people miss out because they're so busy giving to themselves. Learning to give first will help your finances in multiple ways. For one thing, honoring the Lord first helps you remember where your provision comes from. Giving also breaks some of the materialistic grip that money has on your life. And giving helps reorient your financial goals from the temporal to the eternal. I believe giving and saving should be interlinked. Saving is an indication of self-control. It's the ability to avoid spending money today so that you'll have what you need tomorrow. We're taught in God's Word to be givers and savers. When both of these practices are working well, most of your financial problems begin to disappear. How much to give? I think it's best to give 10% of your gross annual income to God's kingdom. Meanwhile, save 10% until you reach your short-term financial goals, like having 3 to 6 months of expenses in an emergency savings account. If you can't swing that much, then start with something. Consider where you can cut back in spending to allow you to begin giving and saving. It won't be long before you agree it's more blessed to give than to receive. I want to personally invite you to join me at Crown's annual gathering next week. It's a free 1-hour virtual event. I'll be teaching on how to thrive in the unexpected, as well as answering questions. You can choose which of the 3 times are most convenient for you. To register, visit crown.org. That's crown.org.